All right. Glory to God. This is coming from Sunday. So you definitely want to hear Sunday's message. We're talking about a kingdom finance series, really kingdom multiplication series. But I want to specifically deal with credit card debt, how to deal with credit card debt. There's nothing about this operation that has anything to do with natural. It's all, say, supernatural. It's all about getting the kingdom of God involved. It matters not how big your credit cards. When we started this a while back, the first go-round, we've learned a lot since then. We had a $20,000 credit card doing 24%. So we were paying $700 a month just in interest alone. And when you get the kingdom of God involved with debt cancellation and how to get the kingdom involved, it will multiply far greater than the world system. Even the world system likes to multiply. There's two great multiplications in the earth. God's multiplication and the devil's multiplication, or mammon. Say mammon. It's a system of the world. Some debt is sanctified. In some of it's unsanctified debt. A lot of credit card debt is unsanctified, what I'd consider unsanctified debt. There's debt that's under the permissible will of God. And then there's, of course, the perfect will of God with no debt. Amen. And that's something we all want to shoot for. But I want to deal with these credit card debts. If anybody is dealing with a credit card debt in here, raise your hand. Okay. Praise God. Well, we're going to show you how to move that out. All right. So there's some things you want to learn how to operate in the kingdom. The glorious thing about this particular operation, it operates above everything you're presently doing. You're not going to change anything you're doing in your present income, or you're not going to utilize that. We're going to utilize what's over and above. Amen. Say over and above. Now, I'm holding two envelopes here. I'll talk to you about these because I started this. I'm being very transparent how we started on Sunday. I've already had two breakthroughs since Wednesday. Say amen. Hallelujah. And as I tell you about these, they're amazing. Hallelujah. How God did this already since Sunday. It's Wednesday, 3 days now, and it's already starting to multiply. I told you it would. Praise God. I'm already expecting another one tomorrow. Hallelujah. I'm going to teach you how to interact, how to look for, what to look for, how to walk in the kingdom. So let's just review a minute. So we talked about the Macedonian grace on Sunday, and we got into this particular operation where Jesus multiplied the bread and loaves. And your first glance at that, you miss a lot, but he was trying to teach Philip something. He asked Philip, from which we buy bread for all of these? And Philip, he was saying this to prove him. He said, Philip said, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient enough. And then Andrew said, there's a lad here with five loaves and two fish, but what are they? Say, what are they? See, until you learn to train your spiritual senses to understand how the kingdom works, you'll have the same response that Philip had and the same response that Andrew had. Both responses were the wrong responses because the Lord knew exactly what was needed. He needed to feed 5,000 men. I remember when he first asked me this question, and not including the women and children, he said, how many men do you think I could feed with five loaves and two fish? And I said, 10. And he said, okay, we'll use 10. So 5,000 divided by 10 is 500. He said, I'm working with 500, say 500 times less than I needed. But he recognized the understanding of the kingdom. He'd recognize those five loaves and two fish were enough. Say they're enough. When we received our first breakthrough on Monday, it was a smaller breakthrough, but as soon as it came in, I said, it's enough. I'll tell you more about that. I said, it's enough. Say, it's enough. See, you got to know that it's enough. You have to know that in the kingdom of God, $100, $200 can pay off $20,000 in debt if you understand what to do with it. Amen? You have to understand how the kingdom works. There's obedience that goes with the kingdom. What was the first thing the Lord did, passing a review? What's the first thing he did? The first thing he said, yes, bring it to me. He received it with thanksgiving. Say, with thanksgiving. That's the first thing you have to do is receive. Look for, no matter the size of what you're working with, the size of what you're dealing with, you have to receive it. He received it. Then he looked up. He presented. This is a huge. You need to do this every time. Anna and I are doing this together. It's amazing. Glory to God. You bring it before the Father. You got to get what's in the earth. Before multiplication can begin, you have to get what's in the earth into the kingdom. If you don't do that, nothing's going to happen. You got to get what's yours into the kingdom. You're the agency of transference for that, by the way. You're the one that takes what's in the earth into the kingdom of God. Amen? And so he took those five loaves and two fish, and he looked up, and when he did, he presented them to the Father. The reason he did it, he had to pull it out of the earth. It was an offering that came from the earth. He pulled it out of the earth and got into the kingdom and asked the Father to bless it then. See, once that blessing came, that blessing's from another kingdom, then what did he do? He broke it. And all these are principles, and I'm going to get into very detailed principles tonight. He broke the five loaves and two fish. The multiplication was in it, but you couldn't see it yet. It wasn't until he broke it, and then he handed the disciples, and he asked them to go distribute it. Now, could you imagine being a disciple at that point? Because there's 12 of them. There's two fish, so six of them per fish. So you got one fish divided in six parts. You get one fish. So you get a fish. They cut the fish. He actually tore the fish in 12 parts, two of them. That's six parts per fish. You get a little piece of fish, like this big. I mean, it's like a chicken McNugget, you know. And they got a little small loaf. Can you imagine that each disciple, what's 5,000 divided by 12? Like what? 5,000 divided by 12. Four. Say four. 400. There are about a little over 400 people in each section. So being a disciple, the Lord says, okay, they never seen anything like this happen. So the Lord gives them a little piece of fish. You got a tail and you got a little piece of bread. And they take the little tail and the bread. Nothing's happened yet. He broke it. It hadn't started multiplying, and they had to walk to the 400 with a piece of tail and a piece of bread. And they're saying, we're going to feed 400 people? I'm going to pass up 400 people? Can you imagine if you're thinking like a man? Okay, each one of you are going to get a crumb. We've changed this from eating to communion now. We are now officially in a communion setting. Don't tear too much off the loaf like Carson does. And he goes to communion. He tears half the loaf. He brings it back. It's like, okay, just a little piece will do. Because, well, you know, I just want to make sure we all have enough. And so when they started passing that out is when that miracle started happening. When that miracle started happening is when you actually start the distribution, see, the multiplication. When the distribution begins, they all had 12 baskets. There was a basket per disciple left over. That was their reward for serving the Lord, a whole basket. Isn't that glorious? Let's give God glory for that. Hallelujah. Okay. So let's look at this first principle, and I want to get into more mechanics tonight of how this actually works. We've done this. It's working. It's already working now since Sunday. It's already begun. You'll hear some testimonies tonight. I'm not going to give you a full play-by-play about how it's going on, but I'll tell you what's happened thus far. It's been pretty amazing. Glory to God. So first thing you do in any type of kingdom endeavor is you activate the kingdom. The kingdom's activated by faith in the financial arena. We're going to activate it by faith, and we're going to activate it by seed. Say seed. You got to activate the kingdom. Now, what we used to do is tie that seed to the debt. And so I'm going to sow this to pay this debt off. And what would happen, that seed would start creating multiplication. We would interact with the debt, would get paid, and everything stopped. And I said, well, why does it stop after the debt's paid? He goes, because that's what you attached it to. I'm not doing that no more. I'm attaching the seed to multiplication only. We're sowing the seed, say the seed, for multiplication. Now, your seed is huge. What you begin with is big. It needs to be, whatever God has you begin with, you need to hear from God. Amen? You need to hear from the Lord. Now, the Lord might tell you, I want you to start with a sizable seed, and you may not have that. This is when you have the promises that God supplies seed to the sower. In my case, somebody walked up in the service last Wednesday night, handed me an envelope with $500 in it. I'm like, yippee. And so I'm thinking, all right. Lana and I said, look, this is, God gave this to us. Praise God. It was after service. You know, when Anna and I do that, okay, we know what belongs to God, but then her and I have to start talking about what belongs to, yeah, what's mine, what's hers, and then she throws the kids. Well, I got to do this for the kids and this for the kids. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, "That I don't want you to spend on that seed. Say seed. In fact, that lady's obedience that gave me that opened this all back up again. Hallelujah. God spoke to her. I don't even know how to have been in this series had she not done that, but her obedience opened all this up, and God's going to bless her huge, because so many of you are going to move some mountains. Amen. We're going to teach you how to move some mountains. Praise God. And so we started this. So that was my seed to begin with. And the Lord said, I want to pay your car off. Now, see, in the natural, to pay that car off would be, you know, the amount to pay it off, but in the kingdom, the 500's enough. Say the 500's enough. You gotta get used to that principle. What God puts in your hand is enough. If you don't have the seed that He tells you to start with, you need to hear from Him, by the way. Don't just go arbitrarily. So, hear from Him. Amen? Some of you already heard, but if He tells you and I say, well, I don't have that, then ask Him for it, because you said you supply seed for the sower. Say sower. The sower is an active position in the kingdom of God. He didn't say I'll provide seed for the eater. He provides bread for the eater. He gives seed for the sower. Amen? Say sower. Gotta be a sower. Have to learn to do that. Well, the good thing is Ann and I didn't eat that seed, praise God. But we sowed it, amen? We sowed it. We sowed it specifically to initiate kingdom multiplication. Say kingdom multiplication. Once that kingdom multiplication begins, is when you start directing that multiplication into something in the earth. We were specifically instructed by the Holy Spirit to direct that into paying her car off, amen? It's the way we paid our truck off, paid our motorcycle off, paid our credit cards off. All this works. So we're doing the car now. Amen? Okay, so this is where we are now. All right. Now, tonight I want to get into the mechanics of how this works. And then I'm going to share with you what's happened since Sunday. Probably next Sunday I'll have some more testimonies the way things are rolling. This is pretty awesome. Praise God. First thing, you've got to be serious about this. Say serious. If you're not serious about it, it's not going to work for you. You got to be serious. Second thing, you're going to need to learn a few tools. The first tool is what we're talking about, the revelation of how the kingdom works. Got to understand how this works. That's what we're here for, to help you understand how this works. Amen? Second, you got to have faith. Everyone say, got to have faith. Plan of action. Plan of action. We'll talk about that tonight. Discipline and obedience. Oh, those are almost like profane words in the body of Christ. Discipline and obedience. Everybody, your neighbor, say discipline and obedience, because there's going to be a great tendency when you start seeing, and I'll share with this what happened with us, when you see your first multiplication come, boom, you're going to want, there's going to be a great tendency to go spend that instead of keep it on track. Amen. All right, so I want to talk about credit cards tonight, amen? How to move debt. First thing about credit cards, special interest-bearing credit cards, all come from a system. Say a system. It's a system that allows you to pay now or have now, pay later. And really, pay later means pay for the rest of your life. That's why the credit cards always offer you the introduction. They've already figured out. They cast the hook on the introduction. Throw the hook out there. Amen. Now, there's nothing inherited. Well, there's some evil inherited with credit cards. But listen, some people are very responsible with credit cards. Some people like to use them. They pay them off and they don't have a problem. I'm not talking to you tonight. Amen. I'm talking to the ones who carry the balances. Amen. The balances. The balance is the minimums. What do we do? How do we get out from under this thing when it's way beyond us? It's some of these balances are 2, 3, 4 months worth of income, but you're just paying minimums. It's paying interest. That's a system that has to be broken. So the first thing we want to do, and this is going to be difficult, especially if you're very prone to operate with this, is you're going to get all those credit cards. Now, some of you, I know when you first start, still have to use them because of where you're at right now. But the first thing you're going to do is put all those credit cards in a pile. Amen? Or one of them or two of them. And first thing we want to do is repent. Say repent. We have to repent for giving ourselves and our trust and our faith to mammon. Amen. The Father wants to provide these things for us, but what we're doing is we're gauging mammon, and we want to repent for that. And as we repent for that, then we want to move to the next level. So we're going to repent, say repent. Then we want to break covenant. We want to break the covenant we have with mammon because we're making a covenant with debt. Amen. When you make a covenant with debt, it has the rights to multiply against you. You gave it the rights. Every time you spend on the credit card, you give it more rights. Amen. So we have to break that covenant. Now, what do I do if I'm operating by credit card? And some people have to. There's no other way until this system kicks in. Amen. The first thing we want to do is get you to a debit card based system. Amen. Thank God for debit cards. Say debit cards. That is a cash. Hey, listen, the world turns with credit cards. Got to have them. Got to have a credit card. So what we're going to do is move you to a debit card system. Say debit cards. So the first thing you need to do if you're in a credit card situation is go open a debit card account. Are you breathing? Go to your bank. A lot of them are free. They'll ask you to put a certain sum of money. Just open it and open that debit card account. A lot of times, now you can't function on it yet, but open it. Everything's being done by faith right now. We're going to open a debit card account. We're going to move to cash. The way we did it, we had a $20,000 debt in the church. So that's the limit they gave me. And you know, generally when a credit card company gives you a credit limit, you know, if you're in the system, it'll see to it that you spend up to your limit. And so what I wanted to do, I said, listen, if the world is going to give me $20,000 credit line, I want a $20,000 cash line. And that's what the Lord said, open a debit card account. And we certainly didn't have $20,000, but we opened the debit card, amen? We broke the spirit of mammon, we asked forgiveness, we broke our covenant, we stopped using the credit card. Now, in the beginning, we first started, we still had to use the credit cards because in church, in a church situation, you pay for things with credit. So that debit card wasn't quite there. So we're going to grow that debit card. But the first thing to do is open it. Amen. And we're going to slowly move away from credit cards and we're going to move into debit based system. Amen. Big principle there. All right. Number two, began with activation C. That is a big one. Got to get with God. Got to get with the Holy Spirit. If you have 5 credit cards, my advice to you is ask the Lord which one to start with. Don't start with all 5. Don't start too big. I mean, some of you get excited. Well, I'll just go pay off my mortgage. You'll pay off the Sears bill first before you jump up to the mortgage. Amen. But we want to start with a kingdom activation C. We want to activate multiplication. Say activate. Now, a lot of people get hung up with this right here, and I'll tell you why. Because they've gotten burned with the church. They've gotten burned with sowing and reaping. They've gotten burned with people manipulating them. And they're thinking, oh, that preacher just wants my money. Listen, this, what I'm telling you to do, if you're giving it to me or the church, you're missing the whole thing. You sow this to the kingdom and the kingdom only. If you don't get it to, if you're giving it to the church, nothing's going to happen. Well, something's going to happen, but you got to get it to the kingdom. Say kingdom. Kingdom. Got to get that activated. Your whole purpose, Father, I'm giving this to your kingdom. But people get burned. They say, well, none of that stuff works. Well, it does work. I'm telling you straight up, it works. But there are certain things you have to understand how it works. We must activate the kingdom. We must activate multiplication. Now, we did this, by the way. We did this on Sunday. I just opened this up. I said, we sowed that 500. I'm going to tell you what happened since Sunday. Praise God. Pretty good stuff. Glory to God. Okay, first thing. Step number 3, say release faith into the first seed. Bless the seed. Present the seed in the kingdom. We did that Sunday. I did it before Sunday, actually. What's that mean? You don't just take the sum of money that God gives you and give it. If you do that, you're missing it. Amen? So with that $500, I just didn't give it. I prayed over that. I lifted that before. I actually took it in my prayer closet before the Father. I got in the Father's love with it. I knew the grace was on me. I knew something was going to happen. I knew, and I held that before the Father. I said, Father, I know you want me to present this to the kingdom. I'm presenting this to you. You got to get that money into the kingdom. Amen. That's what I said. Don't give it to church or to a pastor. You give it to kingdom. You give it to the Father. You understand? Now, you will give it to the church, but that's your avenue. But what you're doing is giving it to the kingdom. And more importantly, you have to get it into the kingdom. That's jurisdictional transfer. Got to get it out of this jurisdiction into the kingdom. A lot of people have given money, got manipulated in the past. They gave money. They never got that money in the kingdom of God. They just gave it and nothing happened. They said, well, nothing happens. All the preachers want my money. And that's a trespass they carry. And they won't engage the kingdom anymore because of that. And as soon as anybody says anything about finances, they shut themselves off. And the reason they do, because they got burned. And because of that, they can't engage. Got to deal with the trespass. Amen. That initial seed must be brought before the Father. It must be transferred in the jurisdiction of the kingdom, have the blessing and spend time with it. Because that first one is the most important one. Amen. Spend time. If you've already sowed it, hold it before God. Say, bless it. Multiply it. Speak to it. Amen. You're releasing that activation. Amen. So we activate. Say, activate. And then we release that. And we present it in the kingdom, and we give it. All right. Next one, verse 4. This is one's big. Anticipate, expect multiplication from the first seed. It is surplus, abundance. Now, I'll say this. At one point in time, you're going to have to, what we did is principle of dedication. What Anna and I did is our standard base salary at the church. We do everything we normally do. We tithe on that. We function on that. But Anna does sozo. Sometimes Anna gets sozo offerings. So what we did during this time is we presented and dedicated anything that comes in through sozo we'll use for this program. Anything that comes in out here, over there, anywhere we'll use for this multiplication. So we, Anna and I dedicated that. Say dedicate. Got to dedicate. If you're in like sales and your income fluctuates, you're going to have to dedicate someplace. Don't start giving yourself a 30% raise and then say, well, I'll take 30% and anything after that. No, just find out what you can live on and dedicate over and above. Say dedicate. Because what you're going to find out is God will breathe on something if you'll dedicate it to him. For instance, for example, when we were paying off the credit card with the church, what we would do is dedicate all internet income to that. And boy, sure enough, did God start breathing on the internet. It was just flying in from the internet. Because why? We dedicated it to the Father. We still had to run the church. So we're operating over and above. So Father, whatever you bring through the internet, we'll use to move that debt. And boy, he would just bring it through. Amen. Glory to God. So dedicate. Find, you gotta get, this is relationship based with the Holy Ghost. Gotta find out what you can dedicate. Amen. And you gotta be true to your word. If you're gonna dedicate, dedicate it. So this is what we did. We dedicate. So Anna has a sozo on Monday. And she comes and says, was it Monday? Yeah. And she comes and she had $100. Normally, when you're untrained, you don't know how to perceive things in the kingdom. You'd say to the hunter, what is that among so much of a debt? That's your Philip. That's your Andrew. But that wasn't me. As soon as I saw that, I said, that $100 is enough to pay off the car. Got to get in that mentality. How is the $100 enough to pay off the car? Because I'm going to interact with it. Amen. Say interact. How am I going to interact with it? I'm going to take that $100 and I'm going to interact with that $100. How do I do that? Well, okay, we dedicated that. So I received, we took that $100. We received it on and I, the first thing we did, we thanked God for it. Do never murmur when something comes in. Always remember the Lord was working with 500 times less than what he needed. When something comes in, do not murmur. Thank God. I don't care if it's $5, $10, $50, because sure enough, it can turn into $1,000 like that. And it did yesterday. We thanked God. We said, it's enough. We lifted up. We broke it. Now, this is important. Do it fast. Don't wait. Every act of obedience opens another door. So I saw the honor. We had that on Tuesday. I said, give that to the church today. We were over here and pray. I said, give that to the church today. And I said, let's break that now. So we broke that now because we're not doing debt. I took 10%. We gave it to the church. We gave it to the kingdom, but we released it into the church. And then the 90 we gave to the car. Amen. That was our first operation. It was a glorious one. I loved it. Praise God. But we're in expectancy mode here. Glory to God. So we know something's flowing. Something's flowing. Amen. So we just didn't break it. We lifted it up. We treat the $100 like it's 10,000. Amen. We lifted it before God. We thank God because there's 10,000 inside it. There's 15,000 inside it. You have to know inside that 100, there's multiplication, there's grace, there's increase. It's all up in there. Everyone say, it's in there. Everyone say, I jump in. I jump in. Praise God. So you lift it before God like it's 10,000. Thank you, Father. It's enough. Blessed, Father. We break it. Sometimes when you get going, you'll do this 4 or 5 times a week. Amen. I've already done it twice since Monday. So with the debt, I'll get that in a minute. I'll get in a minute what we're going to do with the credit card. Okay. Anticipate multiplication from first seed. Receive that first seed. Just did that through Thanksgiving. Do not complain. Bless the seed. Verse 6. Present it in the jurisdiction of the kingdom. Did that. Praise God. 7. We break the seed. That's breaking. Say breaking. Now with the credit card, we go to the 85 principle. But before we did that, let me tell you. No, I'll save this one. Praise God. Okay. Step 7. Break the seed and the loaves of the first harvest via the 85 principle. Say 85 principle. Now, what all we want to do is get you out of the credit card. We want to get you into the debit card operation. Cash. I don't like it debit card. I like it called cash card. Because I'm not operating off debit. I'm operating off cash. Say cash card. Cash! Say cash card. I'm a cash card man. Hallelujah. So what we're going to do, when let's say $100 came in and you're doing this by credit card, we want to bless it like it's 10,000. We're going to take 85% of that. It's the first thing we do. Well, the first thing we do, we're going to give 10. Why do we give 10 back to the kingdom? We're going to keep everything always attached to the kingdom. Amen. You got to keep everything in the kingdom. You're lifting it before the kingdom. You're offering the kingdom. So we're giving 10% to the kingdom. We're going to give 85% to our debt. Say 85. We're going to send 85 to the debt. And we're going to take that 5%. I don't care if it's $5 out of 100. We're going to take that $5. You're going to walk right down to the bank like it's 500. You're going to go down there and put your chest out. And I'm making a deposit today. And how much are you going to deposit today? $5. Father's house, 5. Because what she don't know is I'm about to get out of your system. I'm getting into the kingdom system. I'm going to make my $5 deposit. I'm going to walk out of there, $5 deposit. Praise God. Now I'm waiting, watching. Say waiting, watching, anticipating. I'm looking for God to do something. Praise God. Listen, God does not operate in poverty mentalities. God will bring it above. He'll bring it to you. Amen. He'll make it happen for you. If you're doing all this, he'll make it happen for you. Praise God. So what we did, glory to God forever. On Monday, we did that. On Tuesday, I got to tell you a little story, because here's how God works. Victoria went and she had some braces done, and there was a complication on the braces. And ended up, we were going to, they had to take those particular braces off. And we went to another dentist, and the other dentist said, okay, you got to start over. It's going to cost you $5,000. Is it $5,000? Braces are expensive. You know, you can start with $500 down and do the payment thing. And this other dentist said, we're going to start with $5,000. I'm like, great, another $5,000. I said, well, put that on the other side of the car. So we'll do the car, then the braces, praise God. And so when they took the braces out, we had paid into that. They end up giving us a refund. And that refund, are you ready for this? Was $1,125. Now, we had already paid that, but it just came in Tuesday, right? But I'm thinking, okay, I got to pay braces. So Anna, in her brilliance, everyone say Anna is brilliant. She gets this leading of the Lord to go see another dentist that's been around for 15 years. She goes, I just want to go get a second opinion before we go do this $5,000 brace thing with Victoria. I'm like, I love second opinions. Praise God. And so this was today. Say today. And I knew God was up to something. Praise God. Hallelujah. He goes, you know what? He goes, if this was my daughter, I wouldn't put braces on her at all. She doesn't need braces. All she needs is a retainer. She's that part's going to grow out. It's going to be straight and perfect. It could be complicated later, he said, but most likely there won't be. He goes, but right now, don't put the braces on, and let's do a retainer instead. And the retainer was only $200. So God just canceled $5,000 debt right there and gave me $1,125 minus $200. I gotta get a calculator out. Gave me $925. Also, $925, baby. What do you think we did today? I lifted it up before God. I said, I walked. When she come in from the dentist, the Lord said, get up. I was in the prayer call. I said, get up. I'm going in. And she goes, I got good news. I said, I know you got good news. Tell me. I said, let's get the check out. Let's break it out right now. I said, let's write 100 to the kingdom, and we'll write 825 to the car note. That's already $900 in 3 days. Paid off. Say paid off. 900 in 3 days. Isn't that glorious? Kingdom's multiplicating. But we did it already. We broke it. I got them in envelopes. Hallelujah. I'm walking around with envelopes. You see me with envelopes, you'll know what I'm doing. I hold envelopes. What am I doing? Bless, Father, bless. Father, let the kingdom of God. They got an envelope back there. Bless, bless, bless. See, because we're gonna sow it and grow it tonight. Praise God. Because we're obeying. Why do I do it right now? I want to get that done in today's business. It came in today. I want today's business done because tomorrow is a whole nother day. Never know what God might have tomorrow. Amen. You don't know what he's going to do. You don't know how he's going to work. It just happens. Amen. And that glorious. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. Now that'll go all the way. I've already done this. I already know when it starts rolling, I know it's already paid. Amen. All right. So break the seed. First harvest, 85 principle. Continue to repeat all the way through. Watch it. You know, 1,000 might come in. 100 may come in. Treat it all the same. Amen. It's all part of a kingdom that's flowing to you if you interact with it. Praise the Lord. And now, number 9, big one, speak to the mountain. Amen. Speak to the mountain. You speak multiplication to your operations of seed, but then that mountain of debt, you speak to the mountain. I'll let you some scriptures there on your notes on speaking to the mountain. I'm a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth, and I thrash the mountains this day and beat them small. I speak to the mountain of debt. I command you, be thou removed. Who art thou, great mountain of debt? Before this vision, before this operation of the kingdom, you are level ground. God has made utter end of this affliction, and it will not rise a second time. No more of your name debt will be seen or sown again upon my mountain. You're utterly cut off, and you will not rise a second time. Whew. Amen. Speak to the mountain. Glory to God. I like this one. This day, I say unto the mountain of debt, poverty, lack, need, and destruction, be thou removed and cast into the sea. I believe and possess those things that I have spoken and decreed this day, and they will come to pass. Isn't that good? Oh, listen to this. Father, I thank you that I eat my bread without scarceness in the land of promise this day, and I lack absolutely nothing within it. For you make it all grace to abound toward me, that I'm always having all sufficiency in all things. Got to remember that everything God brings you has grace and multiplication in it. It's your interaction that'll keep it going. It's your faith and obedience that keep it going. Well, what about me? Well, when you start moving mountains of debt out, this multiplication will continue. God's blessing will continue on you. Don't be afraid. Because sometimes this multiplication will multiply to levels that'll get you giving where you've never given before. Amen. Stay with him on it. Amen. Stay with him. If he tells you to start an initial seed, that's something you've never done before, and you don't have it, he will supply a seed to the sower. He says he will. To say, I am a sower and I am dedicated, Father, to the principles and the operation of the kingdom of God. I ask you for the seed that you're speaking to me. Glory to God. Amen. Isn't that good? How many are ready to engage? Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. I think, Gina, didn't you have a testimony?
Well, unexpectedly, some friends of mine, that Mike and Laura they needed help at their house cleaning and things, and so I went over and helped them and wasn't expecting anything, but they blessed me with a seed. And I said, praise God. Thank you, Lord. So that was my first seed. Amen.
But the good part is she recognized it as a seed. Amen. A lot of people don't do that. They don't recognize that part of it. And because of that, they end up eating it. Amen. We don't eat seed. We eat bread. Amen. Now, this is a good thing. God supplies seed to sower. Both will provide bread for your food and multiply your seed sown. Amen. It's glorious. Now, before we move, we're gonna receive our offering tonight. I'm gonna have Pastor Chuck come in. Before that, I'll answer. Does anybody have any questions? Yep, comment. Comment. It's good. We like comment.
I wanted to say that when he took the seed, when he took that envelope and he held it, he was doing a spiritual principle and a natural principle that in order for a seed to give birth to the plant, it's got to germinate. In order for that seed to be germinated, it's planted in soil, but it's got to be watered. So when he's holding that seed and he's speaking to that seed and he's blessing that seed, lifting it up in the jurisdiction, the speaking and the anticipation is watering that seed so that it can break out of that outer shell, that outer husk, and begin growing up so that you can see the plant that has the DNA attached to it already to become what you want that seed to become.
Isn't it glorious? God invites you to operate in his kingdom, and he provides the seed to start with. I mean, how good is that?
I'm going to share a little bit of my human side. You know, last year when we started doing what Pastor taught us, I did exactly what he just said. I had my faith tied to eliminating the debt that was before me. And by the end of the year, I actually had that 12 basket left over because there was already accumulation happening even on that debit card account. But what I did is at the end of the year, there was taxes that were due. And instead of continuing that flow, I made a covenant. That's what I right now recognized. I needed to break that covenant because I had to tap into some 0% interest in the credit card, 0% interest. But still, I made covenant, and I'm still paying a little bit of that. Like, I need to get rid of it. So it might help somebody. By the way, another thing, too, is when I did initiate what Pastor taught us, I did exactly what he said. Like, I went depending on all debit. I was using the debit card. I wasn't. And once you get out of it, it's real easy to just get right back into it.
Yeah, but once you start operating a debit card, you'll find you can operate off a debit card. It'll start multiplying. A debit's a cash-based system. Because I was speaking to someone today, and they said, well, I got an interest-free loan for 4 or 5 years, so I was able to buy furniture. So to me, that's like cash. I said, well, it is. And I said, because we're not legalistic here. I said, but the thing is, even mammon that gives you interest-free loan, they're giving you a loan. It's a loan. Say a loan. It's a loan. You're still making covenant with them. And what you want to do is move to the place because you still owe them. You see, they're giving to you now, but you owe them, and they're betting on your ability to keep spending where they can get that interest going. Amen. They want that interest. Mammon wants to rule through interest. So what we want to do is break the cycle. Amen. Break all the cycle and move into a cash-based system and start obtaining things by cash. And those of you who are debt-free, I will teach you another time how to actually purchase large things by cash. That's where we're going next. How to purchase by cash, how to build an account in cash for a purchase in cash. Amen? It's a reverse of the same thing. It's the same system. You're just reversing it. You're moving it into a positive cash flow. Set up accounts. So first thing you want to do is set up a debit. How many of you have a debit account? Raise your hand. Those of you who don't, get one set up, because God, the debit account is your storehouse. It's a cash account. Say, you can call it my storehouse account. The blessing of the Lord comes on your storehouse. Amen. God said, I'll bless your storehouse. If you don't have a storehouse, he can't bless. So your cash debit card is a storehouse. You'll be amazed at how, when we started that, we had $500 in it, and God grew that thing way up there. in the church. Amen. And now it got down a little bit, but we're going to grow it right back. Praise God. Everyone say, grow it right back. Grow it right back. Hallelujah. And then learn to operate off the top of the barrel. Amen. Everyone say, I am a top of the barrel operator. Praise God. Glory to God forever. Father, thank you for the blessing of the Lord. Father, thank you. Listen, do not be intimidated by debt. The kingdom of God is much more powerful than debt is. Much more powerful. You just got to tap into the kingdom. Tonight, we're going to tap into the kingdom. Tonight, Pastor Chuck's going to come up here, and we're going to tap in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's give Pastor Chuck a hand. Hallelujah.
And doing these processes, they work, and it's amazing what it can do, because it not only does it work on the immediate thing, but it continues to release multiplication even into the future in ways that I never even anticipated. Because when we started this, I had just found out, matter of fact, I had just found out and started moving things to fix a situation, because about 2 weeks before we started this the last time, I found out I had $12,000 worth of credit card debt. Because I'm not always the one looking at the bills and all that stuff. And then I look down one day and it's there. And I was like, how do we deal with that? And so basically what we did is then I shifted out of my savings to pay a chunk of that, but I still had over $3,000 left on the credit card. And so my first assignment was just to deal with that $3,500 or whatever, something like that, on the credit card. And as soon as we did that, then I started on the Volkswagen, because the Volkswagen had like 16 payments still left on it. We paid those 16 payments in like 3 months. Just bam, 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 bam. The whole process for all of it was like 4 months total between $3,500 and the 16 payments on the Volkswagen. So and God did things it was amazing. I'll tell you, my favorite testimony of all that was a guy, a friend of mine, an old friend of mine. I went for a ride with him, and my interest to being with him was just simply because he's not saved, and I was just taking the moment to preach to him. We're going down the road. But I noticed there was a little thing on the console, and I didn't even think about it. I just noticed there was something in the console. And when we got done with our little ride, and I'm talking to him about the kingdom and those kind of things, and he reaches down and grabs that little thing and hands me a check for $1,000. Somebody who's not even in the kingdom. So, you know, sometimes we think that this stuff is happening to people, you know, because we're a pastor or something. No, that had nothing to do. In reality, it was only about $200 of all that money came from people who were actually within the church. Because, you know, at the end, one lady came up to me and said, "Hey, I want to get you over the top." And she gave me enough that got me over that last payment. But it doesn't matter what it is. God is going to, no matter who you are, God is going to meet those needs. He's going to not just meet the needs, but he's going to show his multiplication. And he's going to show who he is through testimonies just like those things. I had one situation where, you know, typically in a sozo, somebody, you know, a lot of people will bless you a little bit, a little here and a little there, and it's all welcome, it's all awesome. Some people don't, some people do. But there was one day that I had this the session, and the person left, and then they came back and they knocked on the door and they said, "Hey, do you happen to have an envelope?" And I was like, "Yeah, we happen to have an envelope." And so he did some scribbling on the envelope, and as he left, and then I looked down at the envelope. It was $2,500 for one sozo. For $2,500 for one sozo. That had never happened like that, okay? So God wants to, he'll find different ways to do it. It doesn't matter what your situation is. He will find different ways. And all those things, as you notice, came in above and beyond our normal income stream. Your normal income stream, he'll do something. He'll find some way else to bless you. There'll be some, in other words, during this time, we received checks in the mail. And the other thing was that the neatest thing was, remember I told you that the multiplication doesn't stop just because the debt gets paid? On that same Volkswagen, remember there was those TDIs that all got, they got recalled because they were diesel and they had cheated on the diesel program? Well, that diesel program, basically what they did was when that came out and all it hits the news, I'm thinking, great, I'm still holding this car. And now all the value of it just went down to, you know, because they got those scams and no one wants to be a part of it. And so, which was true. I mean, the value of it overnight dropped like $3,000. And so, but what they actually did in the end, they paid me $18,000 for this car that already had 105,000 miles on it. With that $18,000, I was about able to buy the car that Kim drives now with 20,000 miles on it. And so it was just one switch right into another. But it didn't stop there. It didn't stop there. The other day, Monday a week ago, I received a check in the mail from Bosch. Bosch makes part of the polluting issues that were going on with the Volkswagen. Bosch was part of that, responsible for those things. And so they sent me a check for $350. I didn't even know. It was right there. This check's in the mail. So, see, God has ways to continually multiply when we just begin to initiate kingdom principles. That's why LaRue's insisting about kingdom, because it's kingdom principles. And kingdom is what? What does kingdom mean? Kingdom means a king's domain. King's domain. And so kingdom, king's domain, what happens in the kingdom is up to the king. And so when we turn it over to the king, we let him begin to have his dominion over our situation. He makes differences that we can't even explain, but I can tell you I'm delighted to benefit by it. Hallelujah.
Let's give God glory. That's awesome. Yeah, getting stirred. Praise God. I wanted to tell you one thing too. When you're giving, because sometimes some of you are giving your regular offerings in here, and sometimes you're giving your seed multiplication offerings. I make them two separate offerings. Don't combine them. They're two different operations. So if you're giving regular offerings, your regular tithes, give that. I have two different checks in here, and then I have seed multiplication. Amen. Keep that separate. It's a good thing because they're two different operations. But you're giving them, and you're giving them the kingdom, but separate them out. You have one more thing? Are we getting stirred? Praise God.
Well, what it is Pastor Chuck stirred me on giving some detail to the testimony. Just to let you know that God, like the way God works, because you're going to interact with God. That's what you're doing. So whenever we started this, one of the big chunks that paid a big chunk on the debt, like the truck itself, like it was $17,000. And it's amazing how all of us came in right around the same time, like, because we started applying. So what happened is I was working with some clients, and this is supplemental income with real estate. I was working with some clients, and we had been looking for a house for a long time, but they had their wish list. So they found one, but it was above what they wanted to spend. The house was originally $569,000. They brought it down to $525,000. And they had been keeping their eye on it. So when it came down that low, even though they were in the 500 range, they said, well, for 525, it's got the pool, it's got this, it's got RO. So they said, can you get the contract ready? And I said, yeah. So they were supposed to think about what they wanted to offer while I was preparing the contract. This was on a Saturday evening. We went to go see the house. Saturday evening, I didn't get through preparing the contract till like almost 11:30 at night, on a Saturday night. So they also said, let's go ahead and offer $485,000. Hey, and that's what they want to do. I mean, and by the way, they know the Lord too. And I was like, okay. And the house has been sitting for like 6 months. So I just did what they wanted to do because I'm representing them. And, you know, so, but that was midnight. I didn't get the response from them signing it. So next day, got to go to church. And by noon, when I got off of church, they said, did you receive the contract? I said, no, right now when I get to the house, I'll get it. I'll send it out. In the midst of me getting it and all that, I get a text from the agent and said, you guys went to go see the house yesterday. What'd you think? And I said, we're in the process of, you know, yeah, submitting a contract. She didn't give me a chance. Like, we're going to offer $485,000. So she texted me back within an hour, like she was like she wanted it now. And she says the owners are willing to let it go for $475,000 if you send it in right now. Yeah. So I called my friends I called the clients and I said, hey, this and this and this. And I rushed real quick. But see, those kind of things you can't make happen. Like, only God can make those things happen. And it went through, like, within a month they were in the house. And that paid a big chunk.
Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. So tonight, when we receive this offering, you're some? Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you start the activation. We did that Sunday, the whole. But some people are starting tonight. Your first seed, all of that goes to the kingdom because you're activating. Amen. And then you start looking for the return from that to start interacting with it. Amen. Praise God. So if you have any questions, come and ask us. So we're gonna bless this tonight. So as you bring that forward, we'll put a song on. Some of you people know how to present in the jurisdiction, the kingdom. Come around here and we'll start praying over this tonight. You got to take this seriously because it works. Glory to God. It's faith. There's a lot of things. You put all this together and it works beautifully. Go ahead, Chris, put that on. Hallelujah forever.